This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Allied Revitalization with a special event coming up next month. Jenna Beam in here, Executive Director of the organization. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So talk about Heron's Flight. What's going on?
So Heron's Flight is a 5K we're going to do out in Glide, and it is to raise money to honor Carmen Bernal as part of our Carmen Bernal Compassionate Nursing Scholarship.
So tell us about Carmen.
So Carmen lived in the community. She was a nurse her entire career, and she started actually caring for her younger siblings at 11 years old. Her focus was compassion in nursing, helping people face anything they were going through with dignity and just being that kind person. Four kids that she raised in Glide with her husband, and they actually lived right down the road from me. So.
Wow. So talk about the event. What's going to happen?
So it's a 5K out in Glide. We're trying to get the community together, do something to promote health and wellness. It's going to be April 26th. The event goes from 10 to 2. There's no charge for parking, and there is a discount if you enroll, pre-register. Adults are $10, kids are $5. And it's got a sawdust trail if you want to kind of have more of the nature walk run. And then we also have the track area. We'll have vendors there. Aviva Health is going to be out there, as well as the Umpqua Valley Farm to School.
Wow. And you're doing this. There are a couple of options about when you come out, I guess, right?
Originally, there was going to be two different times that we were going to do it. And then we decided it would be more fun to try to get everyone in at one time. So we're actually going to do one flight at 10:30 a.m.
All right. So and that's on a Saturday, right?
Yes.
So and what are you doing? What are you doing the fundraiser for?
It's to raise money for the scholarship fund. So we started the scholarship fund a couple of years ago, and it helps local students enter the nursing program. So we give preference to kids from Glide, but it's not necessary. We just want to get good candidates that actually have that compassionate approach to nursing.
And, of course, Glide Revitalization has been around for quite a while now. What else do you have going on out there?
Oh, a lot of stuff still. We're still doing the child care as well as a little bit of casework still for Archie Creek Fire. And then we are also in the very early stages of collecting information locally, working with the Douglas County Emergency Management to see what the impacts from the water event were from the last week.
Yeah, I imagine it's, I mean, everybody got hit with that at different levels. And the more rural people are, the less likely maybe their damage gets noticed.
Yeah, and it can be hard to kind of group those houses together. So you might have one person that lives 15 miles out of town that their road washed out and we don't even know about it yet. So
wow, a lot going on out there. And I'm sure you have some other things coming up this summer, right?
We do. Of course, we have our Sasquatch Festival coming up. We're super excited about that again this year. And I'm sure we'll be back on to make some fun announcements about it when we get closer.
So is that going to be, is that July?
We moved it to June this year.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard about all the excitement last year, but with the fires that started last year, we ended up flipping the festival area that same night, and fire camp rolled in that next morning as we were finishing teardown, and we really didn't want to do that again.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Well, I don't remember that, but a lot, you know, goes on during the summer like that. But you're obviously used to, you know, flipping events like this and just sort of dealing with whatever comes in, plus, you know, working in emergency services too. You just kind of have to roll with it sometimes.
We do. I mean, that tends to be more where I thrive. I'm like, okay, we can figure this out. We got this.
Wow. So if somebody wants to get signed up for this, is it better to, for the Heron's Flight to do that in advance or...
Yeah, I would for sure do it in advance. We give a little bit of a discount, and it just helps get an idea for numbers. And there's the posters around town, QR code, and then there's stuff on the website also.
All right. Anything else people ought to know for Glide Revitalization?
No, just that we're still there, still doing a lot of cool stuff, and we always welcome volunteers.
All right, Jenna Beam from Glide Revitalization. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.